Next is a progress note for Rick McLaughlin. First name is Rick, R-I-C-K-H. Last name McLaughlin. M, oh, capital M, then C, capital L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N. M, small c, capital L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N. Place was Argentine Care Center. Date was July the 5th, 2023. Okay, Mr. McLaughlin was seen regarding history of head injury, hypertension, history of seizures, and dementia, period. Comparative history, Mr. McLaughlin had no specific complaints, except he had vague complaints of a headache, period. He could not really localize it well, and his speech is impoverished, so he has definite cognitive impairment, period. He does have Tylenol available for the headaches, period. He has available for other pain, period. He has neuropathic pain, for which he uses gabapentin, period. However, history from him is very poor, as he only answers with one word, answers, period. He answered negatively when asked about chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, abdominal pain, change in bowel habits, or dysuria, period. It's hard to know how much he understands, period. He sometimes says things that make no sense, period. New paragraph, past history is positive for headache, psychotic disorder, history of COVID-19, hereditary idiopathic neuropathy, generalized anxiety disorder, major depressive disorder, adjustment disorder with mixed disturbance of emotion and conduct, vascular dementia, right hemiplegia, but he actually has no movement really of the left leg either, period. Seizure history, cerebral vascular disease, glaucoma. New paragraph examination. He was comfortable in appearance, not distressed or ill-appearing. Temperature 97.6, pulse 72, respiratory rate 18, blood pressure 110 over 64, O2 saturation 96%. Weight on July 4th was 209.9, which contracts was 207.8 on June 1st. Lungs were clear to auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal is 1-2, no gap, no murmur. Abdomen soft and untender. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion. Skin was unremarkable. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. McLaughlin has history of head injury. And this is baseline with very severe deficits, period. The only extremity he could use is his left upper extremity, and he's very confused and has poverty of speech, period. There's mention the records of a cerebrovascular disease also, but I cannot ascertain to what extent his deficits are due to the head injury, which I suspect is mostly, and to which extent are from cerebrovascular disease, period. Three, he has a history of seizures, and I will continue Trileptal 600 milligrams twice a day, plus Depakote 500 milligrams every 8 hours, period. These may also be for mood, period. Four, he has neuropathy, and I will continue gabapentin 100 milligrams 3 times a day. Five, he has hypertension, control of lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, plus amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Six, for pain, he's on Tylenol as needed, plus gabapentin 100 milligrams 3 times a day for neuropathic pains, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period.